Well, welcome to our family service this morning, which means we all stay together and we do slightly different things. And we're going to start with a question. The question is, if you could use only one word to describe God, what would it be? One word, not a sentence. One word, talk to the person next to you. One word to describe God, what would it be? You have a few minutes and then I'm going to ask. A tricky one. You've all decided already? Yeah? Okay, people have got one. Okay, let's see. What do we have here? Wow. That's a good word. Like that. Do we have one over here? Yes. Fabtastic. That's a good word too. That's a good word. Yes. Awesome. You like that too. Amazing. Oh, yes. Brilliant. Oh, I like the little action. Anything else? Those are good words. Yes. Forgiving. Another good word. That people are pointing here. Indescribable. That's a good word. Very good. Why didn't I think of that? Sorry? Unwordable. If there were a word like that, that would be a good word. Well, you see, it's funny because God is described in lots of ways in the Bible. I'm going to tell you a few. There's quite a few here. He's described, these are not one word, but he's described as the beginning and the end, the great I am, a consuming fire, jealous, one God, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, is called our refuge, our strength, gracious, merciful, the judge, the king of all the earth, our defense, the God of salvation, our king of old, our rock of refuge, he's called righteous and pure, our shield, God of the living, spirit, faithful, true, light, greater than our hearts, love. He's called Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's also called life, the God of life. He's called Yahweh. He's called holy. He's called all-sufficient. He's called most high. He's called mighty. He's called the God of Israel, the creator, the redeemer, the deliverer, our savior. He's called the one who forgives. He's called Jehovah. And that's just a few. I could go on and on and on and on. But you know, although all these words show how wonderful God is, they also show how impossible it is to describe him, especially in one word. And actually, what do they really mean? I don't even know what some of those words really mean. They're too long and amazing in themselves. And the reason it's difficult to describe God, and very hard to know what he's like and put it into words, is because actually we can't see him. We can't see him here and now, which makes it really hard to use one word to describe him. It's a bit like this box here. Anyone notice this box when they came in? I've got something in the box, but clearly you can't see it. So it's difficult to describe it because you don't know what it is unless you've taken a sneak peek. And if you have, you can't take part in this. That would just ruin it all. I've got something in the box. It's very difficult to know. But what I'm going to do is give you one word I want you to split up into. This is going to be hard because I know indecisive on a Sunday morning. Six groups, and I'm going to give each group one word that describes what's in the box. You can't look at anyone else's word, just your word, and from that one word, you have to tell me what is in that box. Okay, do you understand? But first of all, you've got to split into six groups. I would say that that's one group over there. We need another group sort of near the back, that would be two. Then maybe one in the middle, that would be three. Then maybe one near the front, that would be four. Five. Anyhow, six. You can do it. just tell me which group you are and I'll come and give me. Who's group number one? Okay. There's your word. Don't show anyone else. Oh, and there's a prize as well if you guess it. Forgot to tell you that. Who's group number two? Oh, are you group number two? Okay. Group number three? Group number three? Group number four? Anyone another group? Are you a group? Are you a group? Is there any group that hasn't got an envelope? Oh, you're turning round. Are you part of that group? Or do you want to be a group on your own? There you go. Okay, I'm going to give you a few minutes to try and think what it could be. What is in the box? What is in the box? Da 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 da. What is in the box? Do, 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 do. There is a prize. I've bought a prize. Makes a change. This group decided already. Okay, have that group decided? No, still discussing. What is in the box? What is in the box? Da 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 da. What is in the box? Ba da ba da ba da ba da ba ba ba. What is in the box? Can you guess what's in the box? What is in the box? What is in the box? Have we got an answer over there yet? Got an answer here? What about middle group? The maze group? No? I've got an answer at the back, yeah? Okay. What about that group there? Have you thought? Have you come? No, you're still deciding. Okay, I'll give you a few more seconds. Whoa, just steady, steady. Hold on. What is it? What happens if two of you get the right answer? You have to share the prize. Tricky. Or three. Oh, no. Are you ready? Are you ready at the back now? You think so? Okay. I'm not going to tell you when you first tell me if you've got it right. I'm just going to... Okay. So, don't tell us what your word was. Just tell us what you think is in the box. Okay. What do you think's in the box? Daffodils. What do you think is in the box? Sorry? We have two answers. Which? Winnie the Pooh or a bear? Yes, the maze line. A what? A pet carrier. Oh, like an animal box or... Okay. Right. At the back. Oh, are you allowed? Okay. Yes. Money or a... Honey or a candle. You've got to stick with your answer, by the way. You can't be changing your mind. Okay, yes. A cross. A wooden cross. Okay, yes. Air is one. Okay. A teddy bear. Oh, okay. So a couple of you had a similar thing. But others of you fairly different. Okay. It's difficult, isn't it, when you're given one word. All your words were quite different. And you guessed at quite different things. I want to tell you a story. Are you listening for the story? Good, I am pleased. It's a story, an ancient parable that is told about a village. And all the people in that village were blind. They couldn't see. So they lived without seeing anything. Now one day, a few men from the village went out. And when they went out, they met a man who had an elephant with him. And they were so excited, they said, "Oh, please, can we touch the elephant? Because when we touch the elephant, we'll be able to see what it's like, and we'll go back and tell everyone that this is what an elephant is like." Because no one in our village has seen an elephant, because they can't see. So the man said, "Of course you can touch the elephant." So they all touched the elephant. Yes, I know what the elephant's like. And then they went back, and people were very excited, because the men went in and they said, "We have touched an elephant. We know what an elephant is like." And they said, "What is the elephant like?" And the first man, who had touched the side of the elephant, he said, "The elephant is like a big wall." And the second man said, no, it's not, because he touched the tusk of the elephant. He said, "The elephant is like a sharp, smooth point." Another man said, "No, don't be ridiculous. The elephant is not like that at all," because he touched the trunk. He said, "The elephant is like a big, strong snake." And another man, who had actually sat on the elephant, said, "Don't be so ridiculous. The elephant is like a big, moving piece of ground." They started to argue. The village started to argue. To this day, they didn't know what an elephant is like, because they didn't get the full picture. You've had a tiny bit of a picture of what's in this box. You've got different answers. You wouldn't be able to tell me. And you know, it can be the same when we think about God. Depending on our experience, some of us might say, "God is the most amazing thing in the world. He's so loving and wonderful," because we've heard that or we've experienced that. Whereas some of us might say, "Oh, I don't think God's that good," because someone's told us that, or that's what we've experienced. Some of us might say, "Well, God is, well, he's a bit old and grey and he doesn't really know what's happening in the world," because maybe that's the picture that we've got. Because depending on our experience, what we've heard, what people have told us, we all have different opinions of what God is like, because we can't see him and it's very hard. Now, what I want you to do, I want each group to read out their word and see if maybe together, if we've got a bigger picture, we can understand what's in the box. Okay, so we'll start off. What was your word over here? Yellow. Okay, you can understand daffodils might come from that. Yellow. What was your word at the back? Bees. Yellow, bees in the middle. Owl. Yellow, bees, owl. What did you have at the front? Honey. Yellow, bees, owl, honey. Balloon. Yellow, bees, owl, honey, balloon. Woods. Yellow, bees, owl, honey, balloon, woods. We've got a bit of a bigger picture. Any guesses? Winnie the Pooh? Winnie the Pooh? Well, hold on, I just want to have a check. Because there's something else in here as well. If this happens to be Winnie the Pooh, then Winnie's holding something. And I don't know, do you think you'd be able to guess what Winnie's holding? Let me just check to see if he's... Can anyone see what's he holding? Do you think you can guess what he's holding? Anyone? It's still there, so... Yeah, what? Jelly babies? No. Is there jelly babies in here? Are you sure? How'd you guess? Could you just read my mind? You saw it? How did you see it? Because you can't see what's in there. Have I shown you? X-ray vision? Oh, you mean when I lift this up? You see what's in the mirror, and that's what's in the box. Winnie. and some jelly babies. So what you're saying to me is, although you didn't see what was in the box, you saw a reflection of what was in the box. It's a mirror, yeah. See, if I look at it, oh dear. Oh dear. What do you think? Do you look good? Oh dear. Don't do that too often. It's frightening. You see, the thing is, we can't see what God is like because he's not physically here. But the Bible tells us, just like you could see Winnie and the jelly babies, that we can see a reflection, if you like. In the Bible, it's called the image of God. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? We can't see God, but we can see the image of God. Anyone know what that is? No. Yeah. No. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the exact image and likeness of God. And we know what Jesus is like because we can read about his life in the Bible. So although we can't see God, instead of having to guess, we can see Jesus, and Jesus is the exact image of God. So if you don't know what God is like, or if you think you've only got a tiny picture of what God is like, or if someone's told you something about God and you think, that can't be right, then read about what Jesus is like, and then you'll know what God is like. We're going to sing a song about Jesus now, which talks about what Jesus is like. Maybe, John, we could have that verse up from Colossians, that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. It's like an image in a mirror. You look at Jesus and you see God, even though God is invisible, because Jesus is the image of God.